This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report at AM 1520. I had the pleasure of going on a boat ride in Florida, and I met two lovely people, past guests Elena Clineau and Robert Bucher, our guest today on the Rusk Report. Robert Bucher is Chief Executive Officer and founder of Clean Cell in Charleston, South Carolina, where we're taping this show today, recommended by Al and Barbara Maruli of Palm Beach. Little information about Robert Bucher. With over 30 years of navigating industry disruptions like the 1993, 2002, and 2009 meltdowns, Robert Bucher founded Clean Cell U.S. to deliver strategic vision and innovative solutions for the U.S. electrification market amid supply chain challenges and trade tensions. His passion for embracing risk helps clients transform turmoil into opportunity with adaptive strategies and expert guidance, building electrification future today. Our guest, Robert Bucher. Let's talk about U.S. companies facing a surge of uncertainty. And does that have to do with our present problems in the Middle East, or just in general, we have a tremendous uncertainty regarding energy? Robert Bucher.
Yes, thank you, Brian. When we talk about uncertainty, yes, of course, it's being manifested by what's happening in the Middle East, but they've been here for a while. These uncertainties, because the United States has been a laggard in terms of moving forward in electrification and providing the necessary infrastructure for our industries, for new technologies, and for growth. And so this is causing problems to both commercial, institutional, and large company infrastructure and their plans on moving forward.
So you're really in a growth industry with Clean Cell, Robert.
Yes, we are. Clean Cell was put together after we actually started in the electrification industry. I purchased a lithium ferrophosphate battery company back in 2016. And then shepherded it along through incremental development, whatever, primarily in Europe and in the UK. We moved to the United States about 3 years ago, primarily focused on bringing together battery cell technology, which is the core of everything electrification. If you think about it, everything electric uses a battery. And the problem in the United States that we have right now is there are no battery companies. So we are at the mercy of foreign influence and foreign supply and foreign pricing. Now, in addition to that, so when we brought it to the U.S., we said, okay, we need to look at how do we improve battery technology? How do we introduce it into the market, try to accelerate it? First thing was to integrate it with artificial intelligence. And we're the first company doing that in terms of appropriately taking AI capabilities and building it into the electrification program right down to the battery cell level. Now, what I've been doing over the last year now is I've actually working with as a consultant to industry to put together the strategic plans about how they're going to electrify in the United States. But put it plainly, interestingly enough, it's not with U.S. companies. I'm being approached by foreign companies to basically support their activities in the U.S., the last one being Hitachi Corporation, putting together a strategic plan of how they're going to do battery technology here. Now, one of the problems associated with the U.S. has been the, confusion. Between administrations. Yes, the Biden administration provided lots of funding for renewables, and energy infrastructure, and tax credits, whatever. But then there was this void when the next administration takes over, of what is going to be done, what is going to be funded, what are the rules of the road going forward. I think we've now cleaned that up, and so I'm hoping that the U.S. industries will become much more active in this environment.
Let's talk about opportunities for CleanCell. Again, you're based in Charleston, South Carolina. You've worked in England. I believe you did work in Canada, too. Let's talk about the opportunities that CleanCell sees in the coming years. Robert Bucher.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. CleanCell, basically, what we have been working on, which I think is extremely important, extremely exciting, is over the last couple of weeks, we've introduced what we call a FEOC-compliant battery energy storage system and battery cell system. Now, what does that mean? FEOC means that it is a 100% certified, compliant, U.S.-made product. And it's the only one that we know in industry today. This will allow the industry to be able to acquire these products, install them, say, in data centers or in their commercial enterprises, and get the appropriate tax incentives that are available for electrification. We will start manufacturing that in the next 2 to 3 months and basically hopefully taking orders for volume in that, which will rapidly improve the revenue and profitability of the company. So we consider that to be the key for growing CleanCell. In addition to that, we're working with, say, the Department of Defense, working with the Department of Energy, working on AI with batteries to basically provide them mobile power delivery for things like drones, directed energy weapons, things like that. But that's more of a long-term program.
Let's talk about how you empower U.S.-based energy and electrification companies. Now, are these competitors or do you work as partners with these other companies? How do you empower this program, Robert Bucher, with CleanCell?
Yes, we empower them by basically providing the core elements for their programs. So we don't basically compete with them. In some cases, we actually license our technology to them so they can incorporate it into their solutions and systems that deliver to industry. We find that the best approach is a pure collaborative approach. And it's where we can use the strengths of both companies or more than two companies in order to provide the solutions that need to be done on a very accelerated basis.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, we're speaking with Robert Bucher, CEO and founder of CleanCell, headquartered in Charleston, South Carolina. We had his lovely wife on this program talking about aging, Elena Clonot, and we're happy to have the husband, the other half, on the program today with CleanCell. If you're listening in South Carolina, Buffalo, or Montreal to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our past guest, Jen Borgioli, who is bringing disparate groups together, conductor and famous singer Alex Donner with the Alex Donner Orchestra, and former ambassador to The Hague for disarmament, Eric Javits. We'll have coming up former Ambassador Robin Bernstein and former Mayor of Buffalo Byron Brown. Again, a little information on our guest here, Robert Bucher, with over 30 years navigating industry disruptions like the 1993, 2002, and 2009 meltdowns. Robert Bucher founded CleanCell U.S. to deliver strategic vision and innovative solutions for the U.S. electrification market. Our guest today, Robert Bucher, CEO and founder of CleanCell. Little plug here, subscribe now and get all the Ampol Eagle newspaper features. recipes, photos, and more. Polonia's weekly newspaper will bring Polish-American news to your email inbox each week for just $19. Get your one-year digital subscription with weekly columns, news from Polonia and Poland, historical and cultural features, and more at ampoleagle.com. Just click subscribe at the top of the home page. So let's talk a little bit about how you enable these electrification companies to introduce a new competitive class of products. Please tell us that, Robert Bucher.
Well, again, you know, what we do, Brian, is we focus particularly on building product inside the United States. It's been very important to me that we source all of our product locally, or at least domestically, U.S.-centric, because they are so strategic. So the first thing we do is we're basically providing our collaborators and our business partners a product that they can count on in terms of being able to deliver it on time, on schedule. We basically source those products using readily available materials, such as used in battery cells like lithium, carbon, and those types of things. We basically improve the processing to give them better and more capable product. And then we make that product available here and work with them directly to basically integrate these systems within their solutions. So as an example, we're working with some drone manufacturers. Drone manufacturers are extremely important right now, given what's going on in the Middle East and around the world. And so we're looking at basically building intelligent battery systems that the drone manufacturers can directly slip inside their solutions so that, and we're doing that quickly and again using U.S. product, so it becomes a secure defense-related or industrial-related product. So the key is basically working with them directly as really a subject or a subset of their internal functions. So we don't look at it competitively, we look at it 100% collaboratively, and then we license or deliver our products to their needs. This allows them to basically accelerate their programs and get their product into the market quickly, which is exactly what we need to do right now.
Robert Bucher, you're the CEO and founder of CleanCell in Charleston, South Carolina. Let's talk a little bit more about your strategic collaboration, how you work with these other companies, and are some of these companies also from Europe or South America, or are they strictly USA companies? Tell us how you do this collaboration.
I strictly today use U.S. companies for collaboration because I believe it's very important for us to accelerate the USA capabilities. I'm a big believer in basically bringing manufacturing back to the United States, put together the training and skills here in order to move our industries forward. We lost that over 30 years, but a lot of the developments going on, like I was the first robot company in the world, I was DirecTV, I was the first Formula One electric vehicle company, over time we lost it. And what we needed to do is bring that back in, not just manufacturing, but also the R&D innovation. And I think, and I found, most U.S. companies are very high on collaboration. They want to work together in order to put together things. So if we basically come to the table with components, and those components can then be slipped very seamlessly into their product, and we work with them to make that we sure we do that on a manufacturing basis. No holds barred. We do not have any limits in terms of intellectual property and those types of things. We're trying to basically be an open supplier to whomever wants to accelerate their programs in the electric field. And we're finding that to be an extremely positive way going forward. Not closed, but a completely open supplier to industry.
Well, it must be complicated with licensing procedures in state capitals and in Washington, D.C. It probably is very cumbersome and lengthy. Let's talk about the licensing process for CleanCell and other companies working in your field.
Well, internally and as a corporation, we try to make our licensing capability as simple as possible. That is, licensing is acquiring a license to manufacture a product and then basically paying us a fee or a fee in a royalty stream. The corporation-to-corporation licensing orientation is quite simple. Obviously, when you start dealing with the government and you start dealing with tax ITC tax credits and the 45X program and things like that, things become a lot more difficult, and they become held up in bureaucracy, and that's what requires you to then get directly involved with those with that bureaucracy to try to push it through. The other thing that basically is our biggest issue is when we deal with strategic programs for the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy. The time and the bureaucracy of getting very innovative things into the market or into the hands of the military is extremely long. And we want to see, we've been basically pushing the departments in Washington to speed up this process. You're having to go through 8-10 layers of bureaucracy before you get a decision. Some of these things could be handled with one meeting, one place, and then basically get it going. That would just help the whole process.
Are you suggesting in Washington regarding energy and electrification that you do one-stop shopping where you can have all the agencies meet at one time and expedite this process?
Absolutely. That needs to be done. Another one that I would suggest is data centers. Data centers is a huge industry in the United States right now and growing substantially. They're strategic. We need those data centers, both strategically for government, Department of Energy, Department of Defense applications, but also commercial applications. You know, just right down to your ChatGPT programs. Right now, there is no clearinghouse for data centers. What the government should be doing is they should handle data centers as they do with oil and gas licenses. Pre-approved, pre-permit, basically places within the United States where a company can go to and apply for and get, through a payment of a lease, the capability of installing and constructing a data center at that location. That would basically increase the number of data centers. It would define where they are, so we eliminate any environmental concerns like water and power, and we can basically move them along very, very quickly. I proposed that to the government in South Carolina, and I proposed it to Washington. That is, some entity, and I would suspect it should be the Department of Energy or some other strategic program, should be basically defining where can we build these. And where can we build these quickly with the minimal amount of permitting?
Very good. We're learning a great deal from the CEO and founder of CleanCell in Charleston, South Carolina, Robert Bucher, CEO and founder. If you're listening in Charleston or Toronto or East Buffalo, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520. 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. For those who've just tuned in, Robert Bucher has 30 years navigating industry disruptions experience, like with the 1993, 2002, and 2009 meltdowns. Robert Bucher founded CleanCell U.S. to deliver strategic vision and innovative solutions for the U.S. electrification market. Our guest today on the Rusk Report, and we got a lot of nice calls about his wife, who we had on a few weeks ago, and she has expertise in longevity and biohacking. Her name is Elena Clonoe, and they're the dynamic duo. All on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Now, you were talking about licensing and the need for more data centers. Do we have enough power with our grid to provide the power to these data centers, or do we have to enhance our grid? Robert Bucher.
Well, obviously, we're still going to need to enhance the grid because our grid is basically old and has not had enough investment. However, it does not mean that we can't be putting data centers into the existing system. We just have to selectively define where that should go instead of letting the commercial operations to try to permit it in very various different places. That's why I'm saying we should pre-approve what areas we should be able to put those in. Because AI is extremely important to us. Talking about AI, being a developer and an entrepreneur all my life, AI is an interesting opportunity. AI is the big equalizer. I mean by that is it allows 2, 3, 4 people in a garage shop to basically build products again. We haven't been able to do that for 20 or 30 years. When I first got started in this business in Silicon Valley, you could start a company and do some very sophisticated things with very few people and low investment. AI now allows us to do it all over again. So one of the things I'm concerned about with AI is that it's being hijacked by the large companies. And we need to make these tools in their full form available to anybody so we can start small businesses and get those actively building their businesses in various locations around the country and therefore hiring people and developing the companies of the future.
Very good. Again, our guest today is Robert Bucher, CEO and founder of CleanCell, headquartered in Charleston, South Carolina. Let's talk about some innovative programs enhancing safety that CleanCell is involved with, either in South Carolina or throughout the United States.
Certainly. Well, the biggest one that we're involved with right now is one of the things that people are most concerned about is safety. That is ensuring that battery applications and systems that use batteries, like in a data center or in an energy storage system or in a grid stability system, that they will maintain a safe situation. Because people know that batteries have a tendency, if not used correctly or not managed correctly, could have a potential of what we call thermal runaway, which ultimately means a fire, okay? Especially with these data centers being built inside cities, it becomes extremely important to ensure that fire is not a situation that needs to be managed. That is, that the systems are safe, and if there is a thermal problem, that these systems both cut themselves off, and if there is a fire, that they are basically, we have fire suppression systems to immediately eliminate that so that there's no opportunity for a safety condition. We have built those into our systems. It makes our systems more expensive, but it makes them 100% safe. And that ensures that anyone who uses our products will have a system that they do not have to worry about fire suppression, thermal runaway, and therefore the insurability of their solution becomes available. That has been, for the last year, probably our most primary innovation was fire suppression systems, fire suppression chemistries, and then how to integrate that directly into battery cells to ensure that there is no potential of a fire situation or fire threat.
Robert Bucher, CEO and founder of CleanCell, you were talking about fires. Is this the problem that happened with the Teslas when some of them went on fire?
Absolutely. That is what happened. And the same material that we use, we're collaborating with a company in Oklahoma, and they basically built it for actually oil and gas fires. But they found it has direct applicability into Tesla fires. So they have been they were approached by fire departments around the country to provide them with this material in an extinguishing container that would basically extinguish a Tesla fire, as we call them. It worked marvelously. And they're basically distributing this product to other fire departments and education centers around the country. We're using that same suppression capability now in electrical systems and in battery systems to provide the same protection.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk about sustainability of energy, our planet, with your programs, Robert Bucher with CleanCell.
Well, sustainability is on everyone's mind. How do we basically provide the energy that we need? Renewables is one approach, and there will be a need for renewables. We must admit that. But renewables isn't the complete answer. We need energy generation. And, you know, I was originally came out of the nuclear business. Nuclear, once if constructed correctly, is safe, and it's been proven to be safe. It's when, so basically the small nuclear reactor is probably going to be one of the key components to energy sustainability in the future. Obviously, oil and gas, it will be around forever, as will LNG. So it's going to be a combination of four or five different energy generation products. But also the key is distribution. We must have a lower cost, more sustainable infrastructure in our country. And that will require a huge amount of investment by the best distribution companies as well as the governments to ensure that adequate energy is being supplied wherever it is.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much from a very gifted man, Robert Bucher, CEO and founder of CleanCell. Special thanks also to our director of production the last 20 years, Kevin Carr, and thanks to Al and Barb Maruli for recommending this program. Thank you for enlightening us, Robert Bucher. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.